Let's speak to Mina Alami, who is a jihadist media analyst with BBC Monitoring, who's keeping across developments on this story. Mina, is there much chatter about this attack when you look at the jihadist media, the jihadist propaganda that you monitor?
Yes, indeed, there is. I mean, we have to stress that so far there has been no claim of responsibility for this attack from IS or any jihadist group. However, supporters of the group have been celebrating the attack, you know, stopping short of linking it to IS, almost like wishful thinking. And it's important to understand, you know, the context. The timing of this attack comes, you know, days after IS lost its so-called capital of the capital of its caliphate, Raqqa, in Syria. So IS supporters are really desperate for any kind of victory or perceived victory, and they said that this is just, just or fair retribution for the actions of the US in leading a coalition against IS in Iraq and Syria.
So you said there's been no claim of responsibility. Is there any proven links between this individual, this attack, and IS?
I mean, there are a number of elements of the attack that kind of do, they are in line with IS's previous incitement, its recommendations of attack. For example, the use of a truck, specifically a rented truck, that came in one of IS's guidelines in its one of its monthly magazines, Rumia. The other thing is leaving a note behind linking the attack or the attacker to Islamic State. IS had specifically urged its sympathizers to leave something behind to link the attack to the group. So now, why hasn't IS claimed it? Well, one reason could be that the attacker was apprehended alive. Usually IS is quick to claim responsibility for an attack when the attacker is dead and cannot contest the claim. Now, in cases where the attacker is arrested, of course, claiming responsibility might complicate his situation. So we shouldn't hold our breaths. As you know, in terms of the profile of the person, reports that he's Uzbek. IS has featured a big number of Uzbek militants in its ranks. And we have attacks in Turkey, for example, the New Year nightclub attack on the 1st of January 2017, the suspect was Uzbek. The same goes for the attack at Ataturk Airport in June 2016. A number of the attackers were said, according to Turkish media, to be of Uzbek background, even though IS didn't claim the second attack, the airport attack specifically. It was blamed on the group. So in general, through its media, through its propaganda, IS has shown a number of Uzbek in its ranks, mainly carrying out suicide attacks in Iraq and Syria, but also being, you know, sympathizers of the group.
That is Mina Alami, who is jihadist media analyst with BBC Monitoring.